This is KBOO Point Wind.
Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope.
Hi there. Thanks for joining me. On this show, we're looking to take a big ol' intentional step toward our purpose. Lengthening your stride is about walking with long, decisive steps in a specified direction. Being intentional means doing something with a purpose or deliberately. So what you won't hear on this show is any type of timeout huddle rally asking you to get your head in the game or try harder, run faster, or achieve better results. Instead, this will be looking at patience and timing while we take a purposeful walk along our journey. So relax, let the pressures of the day go, and let's start to examine where we are and where we want to go. We'll look at picking up a tip or two, so don't worry about a radical life change. Just a pace that is easy, yet a bit more calculated. You know, when I started out on my journey, I had it all figured out, or at least I thought I did. Remember MapQuest printouts? Step-by-step instructions, arrows, markers, and even upcoming detours. Then life hands you unexpected delays, and instead of recalculating, you hang out there for a while, trying to figure it all out and what should be your next move. It seems like a couple of decades of rinse and repeat until you get a better plan, broader view, or maybe just different expectations. What I mean to say is, hey, life has a way of sorting things out and getting you back on course. Maybe not the one you intended, but nevertheless, you're moving forward. But guess what? You can insert a little intention here. Shara Ryan gives us 7 purposeful steps to intentional living with a thoughtful line of questioning found at simplyrenewedliving.com. Do you ever wonder if there's more to life? If you're spending your time wisely and making a difference in the world? These are some tough questions to ponder and can leave you feeling a little hopeless and discouraged. It's a good idea to evaluate your priorities and goals regularly to help you answer these questions. I'm going to offer you some insight and questions to ask yourself that will help you make some changes and tweak your goals so that you feel more fulfilled. Living with intention and making purposeful decisions doesn't need to be overwhelming. It's a lifelong journey and one that leads to great rewards. It's easy to live in the spur of the moment without needing to think through decisions. With so many things available at your fingertips, the spontaneity wins out a lot of the time. There are also so many distractions that bombard us each and every minute. How can we avoid it? Here are 7 steps on how to lead a more fulfilling life. Number 1, examine. Examine what you believe. Examine your decisions. Examine what drives you. Go back to the beginning. Figure out what you believe and what you value at its core. It's more than what you stand for. It's the fundamental beliefs that shape how you view the world and what influences the decisions you make, your thought process, and how you see right and wrong. It's important to ask these questions and consider how outside influences have altered your perception so that what you stand for is not in line with what you ultimately believe. Based on Charles Colson's book, How Now Shall We Live, there are 3 fundamental questions that every individual should answer. Where did we come from, and who are we? What has gone wrong with the world? What can we do to fix it? Answering these questions will shape your relationships and how you treat people, your work ethic, how you choose to spend your time, and even the attitude you have towards your belongings and the lifestyle you want to live. So here's a question. What principles and outside influences have shaped my way of thinking about the world? Number 2, contemplate. Contemplation is a healthy exercise in desiring to change ourselves and some unhealthy viewpoints and behaviors. Whether you're confident in the worldview you hold or you're still searching for your own beliefs, contemplation will reveal things you want to improve and will lead to personal growth. Contemplation leads to asking questions. Asking questions reveals a willingness to consider a different perspective. The ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes and examine a different viewpoint is healthy. If you aren't able to handle healthy criticism or consider what someone else has to say, you'll never learn and never become a better person. This isn't an exercise in beating yourself up, but one of honesty and gentleness. It's an inward exercise in self-improvement. The better you know what you believe and why you believe it, this will allow you to know yourself better. The willingness to change one's mind in the light of new evidence is a sign of rationality, not weakness. So here's a question. Do I have any beliefs that need to change that aren't benefiting me or my outlook on life? Number 3, know yourself. Strengths, weaknesses, gifts, talents, and natural preferences. Studying your personality type is a great place to start. Learning about how you function gives you insight on what makes you tick, but also determining any shortcomings you have will help you steer clear of pitfalls. Take some time to journal about what you struggle with, but also things you're doing good. Ask those closest to you that you can trust to give you insight. Gaining confidence in who you are, what makes you tick, and what's important to you will lead to having a more significant impact on the world. Challenging situations will not shake you up as much, and you can set more definite goals with successful results. So here's a question. Do I know myself well enough to understand how I best function? Number 4, evaluate. Time, activities, bad habits, self-care. Living with intention means that life is full of opportunities. Choices on what activities you want to participate in and how you want to live your life. Once you've decided what's important to you, you can start focusing on these things. When evaluating responsibilities and activities, there are 4 quadrants that everything falls into. Number 1, important and urgent. Number 2, important and not urgent. Number 3, not urgent but important. Number 4, not urgent or important. Take some time to think about how you spend your time. Intentional living enables you to value activities and give them purpose. I'm sure there's things you can't avoid, like work, household chores, or even spending time with friends and family out of obligation. But when you know what's meaningful and fulfilling, you can make better choices and weed out activities that don't fit who you are and what you want to accomplish. It's easier to say no when there's something more important to say yes to. Don't forget to take care of yourself. Intentional living means valuing yourself and not running yourself ragged. Make time for meditation, relaxation, and recuperation. Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure, says Tony Robbins. So, question, is your life out of balance? Do you spend too much time in certain areas and not enough on others? Number 5, eliminate. Comparison, pride, self-absorption, keeping up with the Joneses. Being intentional doesn't mean you copy someone else. You're unique in your own way and can make an impact in ways that other people can't. There are a lot of things that can hold us back. Negative thinking, mindsets, and behaviors can keep us from living our best lives. Learn to value yourself and accept yourself. stop comparing yourself to others. I know it's hard with social media not to feel jealous and defeated when you see everyone else's life. They seem so picture perfect. It's easy to see these glamorous photos of people's homes, belongings, and even their hairstyles. Living with intention means eliminating areas that aren't serving a purpose. When you can break free from inward thinking and can focus more outwardly, this is when you'll make the most significant impact. Number 6, balance. There's a fine line in everything we do, a tipping point. To wrap up our viewpoint and values means to find a balance between two opposing activities. It's essential to take care of your home and create order and calm, but too much attention on the status of your home can take away from relationships and helping others. If you don't spend enough time on yourself, you'll feel burned out and feel anxious. You might not have energy to pour into people and value them as you should. It's not wrong to want nice things, but we can also become obsessed with the newest, shiniest things when it might be a better option to forgo making a purchase and put that money towards something more valuable in the long run. These are questions only you can answer. And a lot of people are more than willing to share their opinions with you. It's easy to judge others and their choices when we don't have all the facts. That also makes it hard for people to give you their unbiased opinions. So, question: am I more concerned about my home state than others' health and welfare? Number 7, set goals. The last step in the quest to live with intention is to set goals. Did anything stand out to you as you were going through these steps? Anything that you want to work on or change? Goal setting is an essential exercise for aligning our values with our actions. Identifying areas we want to minimize in exchange for more meaningful activities. Intentional living means being mindful of how we spend our time. Goals need to be actionable. If there's something you want to achieve and work on, break it down into specifics. But these things can take a lot of work. Some days, it's easier to just jump on your phone and scroll Facebook or sit in front of the TV and binge watch Netflix. Stress can also play a huge factor in your ability to reach goals. To refocus your energy on what matters, you need to find the motivation and drive to do so. Knowing what you stand for and how you can be intentional allows you to set a goal and then do it. Sit down and make time to think through what this goal entails, what action steps you need to take, and the time frame for completion. Examine your beliefs. Contemplate your lifestyle. Know who you are. Evaluate your priorities and eliminate faulty thinking. Find balance in everything. Set achievable goals. Do you think this is a good foundation for intentional living? What else would you include? Oh boy, do I know myself well enough to understand how I best function? Whew. That one did not come easy for me, and I'm not sure I'm able to answer that today with certainty. Can I just say a work in progress? I pride myself on having a really good work ethic. I'm goal-oriented and driven. I do what I say, and I say what I do. I'm reliable and trustworthy. I work hard. But that's what I can offer, not who I am. That's where I got confused and stopped searching for more. My professional life became my personal identity. Does that make sense? Who are you personally? What's important to you? I had to slow down, way down, move away from what I could do for everyone else and start examining myself, the real me. That takes patience. That a self-proclaimed bull in a china shop doesn't possess naturally. At one point or another, we all thought time was endless. that time moves so slowly, dragged on, and that we would never get to where we were going. Did you get there? Are you where you thought you would be? Has your destination changed over the years and you're finally seeing joy in the journey? Acquiring used to be the focus of my earlier years. Acquiring status, stability, family, and future. Over the last decade, I've been focused on a different type of acquisition: experience, connections, and impact. No material object or professional promotion has given me the same emotional payoff as acts of service. Being relevant in another person's life has given my life meaning. It's now the currency and clout that I seek. What about you? What do you see as the biggest ROI for your life investment? Let's listen to Casper Craven. He tells us how to be intentional. Redesign your life to make good use of your time.
When asked, what's the biggest waste of time? Charles Darwin replied, "A man who dares to waste 1 hour of life has not discovered the value of life." So what then is the value of life? What is the value of time? Your time is given to you freely at birth. It's your choice on how you use it. Your time is free, and at the same time, it is priceless. Once it's gone, you can never get it back. Research shows that the average lifespan is 80 years. In that time, the average person will spend 33 years in bed, 13 years at work, 11 years of screen time watching TV and social media. That's 57 years in bed and on social. That only leaves 23 years, and that includes school, our time when we're growing up, and when we're in poor health. Our time is less than we think. The Dalai Lama, when asked what surprised him most about humanity, he said, "Man," because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. And then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. You have a choice. With those precious hours and minutes, you can either live out a life determined by everybody else and their expectations, or you can make a choice to live with intent, to be deliberate and to be specific and conscious about how you want to use every single moment of your time in this incredible world that we live in. There's good news and there's bad news. The bad news: so many of us live life on a deferred life plan. Someday I'll go and do this. One day out there in the future, one day I'll go and learn this. One day I'll do these things with my family. One day I'll follow my dreams and passions. One day I'll uncover my purpose. Time and tide waits for no man. Time literally slips through your hands in the same way that sand slips through your fingers on the beach. Here's the good news: you're in the driving seat. Viktor Frankl, who survived the Holocaust and time in a concentration camp, said, "Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." We would never waste time if we knew the true value of time. You can never get more time. And what makes life and time joyful? To realize the value of time, to think about the magic of the moments in which we exist, the powerful moments when we are truly present and experience emotions. To realize the joy of learning, ask a student what they feel when they succeed at something they had struggled with. To realize the joy of the heart, ask a lover what their first kiss feels like. To realize the joy of success, ask someone what they feel when they get promoted at work, when they make a sale or complete a project. to realize the joy of love. Ask a husband or wife what they feel as they walk back down the aisle to realize the joy of life. Ask a parent what it feels like when they hold their baby for the first time. To realize the joy of pride, ask a parent what it feels like when their child speaks their first words, takes their first steps, has their first day at school, has their last day at school. To realize the joy of friendship, ask a friend what it feels like when they laugh and share stories. We forget we are truly in control of our lives. We forget what is truly important to us. We clatter from one day to the next. We worry and hurry. Bills, to-do lists, success, achievements, and life's laundry list of things that we have to do. We forget we are in control of what we choose to focus on. We forget that life is our choice. There are two voices in our head. The voice that says, I have to do this. And the voice that says, this is the time. These are the most important things. I need to plan my time to make the best use of what I have. And which one do you listen to? The one that shouts loudly and says, this must be done. The voice that drowns out the quiet whisper that says, this is what is important to me. Or do you listen to that quiet whisper? To know yourself, to know those who are most important to you in life, and to listen and to act upon that. What will you value most in life? Some years ago, I met Sir Che Blythe, and he looked me in the eye, and he said, Casper, there will come a time when you're lying down, and as you look at your toes, and just before you draw your final breath, you'll ask yourself, have I done everything that I want to do in life? And if the answer's no, you're going to be pretty brassed off. So stop messing around, work out what you want to do, and go and get on with it. It's been my driving force ever since. What answer will you give to that question? Will it be yes or will it be no? We never know what life will give us. All we have is this moment right now. Find your intent, create your story, live your life with intent.
Remember, we are taking an easy stroll, yet lengthening our steps to reach purpose. I hope you've been able to pick up some ideas along our walk. Think of one or two things you can interject into your day, no matter where you are in your journey. Let me leave you with a few more. If you have a pen handy, you may want to jot these down. Antonia at balancethroughsimplicity.com adds ways to be intentional every day. Intentional living is a lifestyle that encourages us to define our priorities, get clear on what we want from life, and to live each day in alignment with these priorities. In simple terms, living intentionally means deciding what you want from life and going for it. In today's busy world, where many of us are overstretched and juggling all the things, it's probably not a surprise to learn that intentional living is becoming increasingly popular. Instead of chasing our tails and struggling with life in the fast lane, we're seeking out a life of purpose, direction, clarity, peace, and joy instead. A life on our terms instead of a life dictated to us by our schedule or to-do lists. Being intentional isn't expensive or time-consuming. It won't involve you giving everything up or throwing it all away, unless you want to, of course. An intentional life is about making small, conscious, daily decisions about what enhances your life and what just clutters, distracts, and pulls you off course. It's the sum of these small decisions that shape the bigger picture of your life. Richie Norton said, intentional living is the art of making our own choices before others' choices make us. Whether it's being intentional with your time, relationships, self-care, finances, priorities, or anything else that makes up your life, I hope you find these ideas helpful in creating a life that truly supports you. Try them out. See how they work for you. Have a clear structure for your day. Create a solid and consistent morning and evening routine for yourself and your family. Having a clear framework for your day will help start and end your day on the right note, however busy you've been in between. This clear structure will help you create time for yourself, time for your family, and time for your priorities. Here's a quote by Annie Dillard. How you spend your days is how you spend your life. Be careful with your money. How easy is it to hit the shops when we need a quick pick-me-up or if we're bored and can't think of anything else to do? Everyone needs to go shopping sometimes, and it's lovely to get new things. However, be intentional about what you spend your money on. Don't buy things or waste your money on stuff that you don't really need or want. It'll just drain the bank account and clutter your cupboards. Declutter your home. Your home is your space, but everything in it comes at a price. Either what you've paid for it in the first place or in terms of how you spend your time and energy looking after it. Be intentional about what you keep in your home. Declutter the stuff that you don't need or no longer love. Enjoy living in an uncluttered home that's easier to keep clean and tidy, freeing your space, time, and energy for other things. Invest your time wisely. Time is precious. It's arguably our most limited resource and also perhaps the one that we often waste or misuse the most. Don't take on too much, stretch yourself too thin, overbook or double book yourself, or say yes to things when you'd rather say no. Be intentional with your time and spend it in a way that aligns with your priorities. Strengthen your important relationships. When life gets busy, it's easy to take the relationships we have with others for granted. We forget or neglect making the effort to connect and spend time with the people who mean the most to us. Relationships matter, though, and to be strong, they need to work. Be intentional about your relationships. Focus on the ones that are mutually supportive and find ways to distance yourself from the ones that seem a little one-sided. Cultivate a positive mindset. How we think about our life, the choices and decisions we make, and whether we take action or not is all down to our mindset. Don't let life pass you by without making the most of it. To fully embrace an intentional life, explore ways to nurture a positive, healthy mindset and declutter your mind to find clarity and focus. Develop healthy habits. We all know the importance of looking after ourselves, keeping fit, and eating healthy. But you don't have to run a marathon or even commit to a gym membership if it's not realistic. Instead, just be intentional about how you use your body and what you put into it. Side note. A trend in my remote workplace has been stand-up desks and under-the-desk treadmills. Now it's a part of our work culture. During a meeting, you'll frequently see colleagues type in the chat, "Camera's going off as I go for a walk." I'm able to get 2.5 miles in while attending an online meeting. I highly recommend it. Self-care and self-reflection. We so easily put ourselves at the bottom of the priority list. Instead, be intentional about creating some time for yourself, and you'll be a better and stronger person because of it. Self-care and self-reflection are a great way to be intentional. If you want to share Encouragementology with a friend who needs to know they're not alone in this journey of self-discovery, you can visit encouragementology.com or anywhere you stream your content to receive this episode and all others. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for additional encouragement throughout the week. So I challenge you, slow down to focus and then step with intent towards your purpose.
Slow and steady gives you time to enjoy the experiences along the way as you choose the most meaningful way to spend your most precious resource. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges. I stumbled through until the path was clear.